This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri History Museum is expanding their collection of LGBT artifacts through a partnership with the St. Louis LGBT History Project. St. Louis Public Radio's Emmanuel Berry reports that community members are excited to share their St. Louis story through the museum.
Nearly 40 years ago, when this song played on a jukebox, Gypsy Lee was born.
When I was a beginning performer, and the first song that came on from the jukebox was Gypsy Woman, and someone said, "That's a great name," and I said, "Then I'll keep it."
That's Lee Maynard. He performed as Gypsy Lee around St. Louis during the 1970s. His go-to song for drag performances...
My standby song that everybody remembers was The Costume, which was Cher's Half Breed.
Half Breed, that's all I ever heard. Half Breed.
Maynard made the costume himself to resemble Cher's outfit in her 1973 music video for Half Breed. The look includes a giant white headdress with blue-tipped feathers and...
A giant loincloth that I had covered with white and blue sequins.
I'll use the word fabulous because it's pretty fabulous. It's a hand-designed drag queen outfit.
That's Stephen Brawley of the St. Louis LGBT History Project describing Lee's dress. Lee's outfit is now stored in Brawley's basement along with thousands of other LGBT artifacts. The hope is that these items won't remain there forever. The LGBT History Project started in 2007. As more donations from community members came in, including 3D items, Brawley realized they needed a way to preserve and display the artifacts.
That's why we pursued a relationship with the History Museum, because it was a natural fit. And we have items that we believe will help them tell the greater story of LGBT life in St. Louis.
The Missouri History Museum will act as curatorial partners for select items in the collection.
Well, I'll lead. You can always follow me.
All right.
So we're going to go down to
today, Brawley is showing a handful of people from the museum around his basement. He shows them pictures.
He was a Wash U student and decided somehow, some way, that he could make money doing beefcake modeling. And
personal artifacts.
What we're looking at here is a 1974, basically it's a wedding invitation.
And periodicals.
So this stuff here, though, this is where the gold is these boxes, all of the, so we have the Leather Club's newsletters. And
President and CEO of the Missouri Historical Society and the Missouri History Museum, Dr. Francis Levine, says it's important to share the stories of St. Louis's LGBT community.
What we want to do in every history museum is to be inclusive and to look at the stories of the emergence of civil rights and the emergence of civil liberties and what was the life experience of people here.
The History Museum hopes to start archiving and using some items for various exhibits. However, as Levine notes, cataloging, storing, and researching the artifacts will take time.
There's so much that goes on in the background that means that the collection not only speaks to us now, but 200 years from now, somebody's going to look at it and are they going to know who's in that photograph if we don't do the work now?
As for what Lee Maynard thinks of his costume potentially becoming part of a mainstream history museum.
I started to cry. I said, this is an immense honor. And it just meant that holding on to it, there was a reason. But it just absolutely overwhelms me with pride.
A pride for a time and community he's happy is being recognized. I'm Emmanuel Berry, St. Louis Public Radio.